Simon & Schuster Audio presents Why Buddhism is True, The Science and Philosophy of Meditation and Enlightenment by Robert Wright, read by Fred Sanders. For Terry, Mike, Becky, and Linda. Writer, but tell me before you go. What was the worst thing about being down here? Agnes. Just existing. Knowing my sight was blurred by my eyes, my hearing dulled by my ears, and my bright thought trapped in the gray maze of a brain. Have you seen a brain? Writer. And you're telling me that's what's wrong with us? How else can we be? A Dream Play by August Strindberg, as adapted by Carol Churchill. A note to listeners. Any book with a title like Why Buddhism is True should have some careful qualification somewhere along the way. We might as well get that over with. 1. I'm not talking about the supernatural or more exotically metaphysical parts of Buddhism, reincarnation, for example, but rather about the naturalistic parts, ideas that fall squarely within modern psychology and philosophy. That said, I am talking about some of Buddhism's more extraordinary, even radical claims. Claims that, if you take them seriously, could revolutionize your view of yourself and of the world. This book is intended to get you to take these claims seriously. 2. I'm of course aware that there's no one Buddhism, but rather various Buddhist traditions, which differ.